definitely human.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Like the noble rat, our heroes have returned to the crime scene to make the best out of a bad situation. There is justice to be meted out, of course, but also financial benefit to be secured. As they root around the dregs of a life now come to its unfortunate end, again, like rats, we must admire their ingenuity and persistence, their unwavering commitment to coming out on top. Our heroes step unashamedly into the abandoned house of Varna Fletcher and prepare for success. Sorcery! Subjugation! Pax Fortuna! Is the action without conscience, part 4.
Would anyone like a fruit cracker to warm up with?
So kind of you, but I will decline. Thank you.
No, sweetie. Thank you.
No loss.
I would like to go up and see my sister, Vicky. My beautiful sister, Vicky. I want to check that this nasty, skinny little man isn't just like doing something terrible to her.
Could you please make a perception check, all?
2. 11. 20. 20.
Okay, Theobald and Almira, you are still a little out of breath from the run. You had to work a little harder, maybe even the others. Bram doesn't seem out of breath at all, if he even breathes. But Joni and Luca, you hear some kind of maybe scuffling coming from above you in the bedroom. Footsteps. The sounds of croaking, maybe.
God, okay. So we go upstairs.
I think maybe we wait for Father Theobald and his massive axe and his fiery hands.
You're so ridiculous. I'm going up.
Okay. Anyone volunteer for second?
I can go second, yeah.
Okay.
I'll go third.
I guess I'll go fourth.
Okay, Joni, you turn at the top of the stairs and you see coming out of a bedroom the walking figure of Vanna. She's walking slowly. She has a piece of paper, long and black, affixed to her forehead, which covers her face. And on it is some red writing, which you can't make out.
Vanna, honey, is that your will? Does it include the deeds to the house, sweetie? You're not looking very well. I think you need to go back and lie down and be dead again.
As you all get to the top of the stairs, you can see what Joni sees now. The slowly moving figure of Vanna, who's taller than you imagined when she was lying down, her face covered with this black piece of paper.
A moan in horror. Oh, the only guidance she needs is straight back to the grave! Run at her with my axe.
Okay, roll for initiative then.
Not in the face.
16.
7.
9.
12.
Almira, what would you like to do, if anything?
Did Vanna respond at all to...
No.
No. Okay. So the long piece of paper that's covering her face, mm-hmm. would I be able to like jump up and grab it off of her face? But am I like tall enough to do that?
I guess if you jumped and reached, you could.
Yes, I would like to try to. I'm going to run up and do a bit of a leap and try to grab the piece of paper off of her face.
Please roll a dexterity check.
19 plus one.
Nice.
You jump up and you do grab the piece of paper, but it doesn't come off.
Oh, no. Okay.
It seems to be affixed very strongly to her forehead.
Mm. I'll get it off.
Yeah. Did everybody else appreciate my feat of athleticism?
It was great.
Okay. So that's probably all I needed to get out of that.
Brilliant. Then Luca, you're up.
I think I would like to take Bran into the study that was open and lock the door behind us.
Oh, for God's sake.
Getting in there obviously is trivial. And you can usher Bram in. He is fairly lightweight and soft. He's put up much resistance. Mm-hmm. You shut the door behind you. You don't find a key in the lock.
Is there a chair or anything in the room?
There is a chair. You can prop that up against the back of it if you want.
I'm gonna do that. I'm going to prop the chair up against the door. And Bram, be very, very quiet. We have an opportunity here to get great investment for our restaurant. As long as nothing bad outside touches us, so be very.
But Vanna is better. You saw her. Well, everything is okay
about.
Now.
Nothing to worry about then. Nothing to worry about.
Okay. Joni, it's your turn. Vanna has continued to walk towards you slowly, but now she lets out an almighty screech. Like dying foxes, like a chorus of them. And she has her fingernails rigidly outstretched like claws.
And I can't read what's on her face.
No, it's in a language you don't understand.
Can she talk?
She's not talking.
I would like to talk to her.
What would you like to say?
This doesn't suit you. I don't know what has gone into you, but I do not remember you looking so disgusting.
Not this disgusting.
I mean, you know the Formantellis, they don't let go of their property. And here you are just walking around prepared to give it to some scrawny little man who I don't know where. If you could tell me, can you tell me where he is, sweetie? And then we can brush your hair or something, paint your nails.
Vanna does not respond at all. It's like she cannot hear you.
Can I tap her on the head, like knock her head? Is there anybody in there?
You can.
I won't crack through a skull or anything.
No. No, you gently knock on her head with your arm outstretched so as to avoid her fingernail claws. And it sounds like a forehead being knocked. Now it's Mr. Penny's turn. Joni, you see that he is in the bedroom past Vanna. And Vanna claws at your face.
Oh, how rude.
Yeah. She scratches a gash across your face. It stings like hell, and you take 2 points of damage.
Oh.
It's like it burns, and you can feel the trickle of blood down towards your chin.
My beautiful blood.
Theobald.
I'm going to hack at this monstrosity with my axe.
Mm. Yeah, okay. First sensible action.
Yeah. Yes. 18.
All right.
Wow, you swing your axe down, what, directly?
Yeah, like I'm literally just trying to cleave through this scroll that's clearly blasphemous.
Okay, please roll a d6 for damage.
5.
You swing your axe down, it cuts almost a glancing blow on her skull and lodges in her clavicle.
Ew.
Yeah. Can you hear this?
And as you pull it out, it's not bleeding at all.
Mm.
It's just inside, kind of red and black masses inside there. So you can feel the crunch of bone as the axe enters her shoulder and her clavicle. Mm. But as you pull it out, there's no blood or anything.
My God.
You've just cut a big gash into her torso. But she continues walking. And now it's Vanna's turn. And she claws again at Joni. So she tries to swipe at you, but the axe in her shoulder means her arm swings in a way that it probably shouldn't. As she's doing it, it kind of almost comes out. Her arm now hangs at an unnatural angle, limply from her torso. like it's been dislocated from the shoulder, but it's still attached just by tendon and meat. Almira.
Right. Where am I relative to her? Am I pretty close to her feet right now?
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
Okay. And she's still focused on Joni.
She is, yeah.
I'm going to try to kind of like loop the rope around her feet and trip her.
Very nice. Please roll a dexterity check to see if you can do that.
6.
Okay, you get the rope out, but it's still coiled and you're fumbling to uncoil it and almost half wrapping up your own hands to try and get to the end of it so that you can loop it around her. Unfortunately, you just have a massive rope at the moment and you're entangled in that.
Yeah, that's fair.
Luca, what would you like to do in the study?
You
can hear through the door an axe chunk into something. There's screeching of some kind. Who knows who that comes from?
Mm-hmm. How far? So there's a window in the room.
Yes, there is.
How far up am I from the ground outside?
One story up, about 10 to 12 feet.
Okay, first of all, can I try and open the window?
The window creaks open. It's stiff, but it does open.
Okay.
Hey, Bram, I need you to do something very brave now, okay? I need you to jump out the window.
I don't understand.
It's very simple, Bram. You see, the people I was with, they want your money, Bram. They want to take your money. I want you to keep the money. So what we're going to do, I'll throw the bag of money at the window. Then you jump out the window. Now what you see, it's quite high up. So I need something soft to land on. So I will try and land on you, and then we will have the money together.
But we don't need the money anymore. Valor is cured. He starts to move towards the door.
No, Bram. I'm now pulling there towards. I'm just going to try and shove him out the window.
Okay. Please roll a strength check at advantage. He's only a stuffed toy.
Yeah, if I can't throw a bear out the window, then this is very embarrassing. 15.
The bear is harder to grapple than he looks. Because he's so soft, you kind of can't really get leverage on anything. He just kind of crumples as you grab him. But you can kind of bundle him out and you half fall out yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And he sails to the floor and lands like a pillow hitting the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Now it is Joni's turn.
Luca, you asshole. What the fuck are you doing in there? Are you throwing a... I swear I heard a bear fall out a window.
I'll be out in a minute.
Okay, I'm going to steal your smarts and use my lovely belt rope. And yeah, I'm going to do the same thing.
Okay, so what would you like
rope,
to do?
I would like to tie the rope around my decrepit sister's legs.
You keep calling her that, but...
Yeah, I know, okay. She's not necessary. She's sister. We're all family.
please roll a dexterity check.
17.
You manage to uncoil the rope a little more cleanly than Almira and tie it round Vanna's legs. Are you tying it into a knot or are you just like wrapping it all around?
Yeah, my husband Johnny, he worked on the boats and he taught me quite a lot of knots. So I'm tying an executioner's knots around her legs.
Okay, cool. You now have Vanna by the legs. Vanna takes a swipe at you, Theobald, but you manage to block her hand with your axe.
Oh, unhand me, foul monster!
She screeches at you.
Okay, I'm going to try to finish what I started.
Okay.
18 again.
You swing the axe down. Please roll a d6 for damage.
6.
Mm. You swing it down onto her head.
Yes,
again.
Yes.
This time, it lodges deeply in her skull. You feel it crack all the way down, cleaving the piece of paper in twain as well.
Be at peace.
From the open wound seems to leak some kind of black sludge, which might have been a brain at one point.
Ew.
As you just yank the axe out, she slumps backwards onto the floor, hits it quite loudly. Well done.
Your troubles are over at last, my child.
Almira, it's your turn.
So she's down.
She's down. She's down. Looks like she's staying down as well.
But Mr. Penny is still in the room behind her.
Yeah. You can hear him cry out almost in anguish.
Mm. Okay. I'm just going to try to kind of barrel into him. Like, I'm quite a bit shorter than he is, but I'm hoping I just barrel into him and sort of take him out, like take him out at the knees, kind of, so that he, I don't know. Yeah, I just
like
want
tackle him.
Yeah, I'm just going to tackle him, exactly. But a very like leg-based tackle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, could you please roll to hit?
5.
You run into the room, slightly misjudge the distance foe, and you jump at his legs. Unfortunately, you can't jump that far, and you land at his feet.
Oh, dear.
So now he's right over you. Luca, it's your turn. The bear's out the window.
So the sack of money that Bram is carrying, I've pushed that out the window as well.
Okay, that is simple. It lands with a crash outside.
And I now am climbing out the window myself to jump with the aim of landing on top of Bram to cushion my fall.
Okay, climbing out the window is simple. Landing on the bear will take a little bit of work, though. Please roll a dexterity check. And I'll tell you, you got to get above a 13.
Okay. Here we go.
Uh-oh. Oh, dear.
It's a 6.
Okay. You jump out. Your aim was great, but Bram got up to go over to the bag of money that you dropped, thinking that maybe you'd accidentally dropped it, and you land feet first on the ground. Please roll d4.
3?
You take 3 points of damage as the shockwave goes up your extended legs into your knees, into your hips, and you can feel it all the way up your spine. So you landed. That was good.
Bram, what did you do?
Joni, you hear from clearly out of the back garden now the screams of Luca. You've got Vanna's legs in a loop, but she's now axed through the head.
I'm going to take the piece of paper that's on, what's her face?
Vanna.
Beautiful Vanna. I'm going to take that, the both halves, and and then I'm going to go into the other room where sweet little Almira is at the feet of this terrible man.
Okay. Would you like to say anything to him?
Yeah. You! Yeah! Are you making all this racket in here with your sounds and your voice? I got this piece of paper from my long-lost sister, Valerie or something. I don't remember. She left a long time ago. What? Could you tell me what this, just stop with your evilness and tell me what this means for a second? Because I got a feeling that you know and that you did wrote this at some point in your life.
He says, it's clearly a necromancy skill, you idiot.
Don't you dare call me that. Do you brush your teeth with that mouth?
He's confused. He certainly doesn't brush his teeth with anything.
I'm really heartened, though, that it seems like my invention has taken such hold already. the consciousness of the people around me. I'm really pleased with that.
He remains uncooperative, Joni. Theobald.
I'll brush his teeth with my axe.
You'd like to storm in?
Yeah, I storm in and I step towards him and I say, your nefarious plan is foiled, Mr. Penny. Surrender yourself immediately.
Surrender.
He looks between you. Please roll an intimidate check at advantage because you have an axe and you've clearly killed.
16.
He is bewildered and panicked, and he says, "Just don't hurt me. I'll come quietly. Don't hurt me."
With this necromancy scroll, it would be easy to put this nefarious individual behind bars, wouldn't you say, so, Almira?
It is. It is quite convincing proof. Yes.
This house is now under the protection of the church.
No, it's under the protection of the Formantelli family. For generations, we've lived here.
It does, of course, revert to the state. Oh, of course, God. Is what both of you mean.
Oh, yes. Now that the villain is subdued, I should go and tend to our poor friend Luca with my healing arts. I'm going to hand the axe to... I'll just proffer it to whoever will take it.
Okay.
Sure, I'll take it. Yeah? I mean, yeah.
And I'm going to follow the sounds of this screaming... to go and try to heal Luca.
But you go downstairs and you know your way out of the back, and you can see outside Luca lying on the floor, kind of clutching his knees.
Am my legs broken?
You can't tell, but you're in a hell of a lot of pain.
Okay.
And from you, Joni and Almira can hear the front door open and the sounds of what sounds like Bram carrying a sack of jewels and cash back in through the front door and approaching and coming up the stairs.
Well, sweetie, that sounds like our reward coming up the stairs.
All right, could you try to just focus for just a little longer? Oh. I know this might be a challenge, but I have the axe in my hands right now. Could you please tie Mr. Penny up since you have rope?
No,
or you can,
so
take my rope.
Okay,
you can take my
rope.
Okay,
all right. I'll use your rope. I'll use your filthy rope.
It's such a pleasure working with you.
Oh, you're too kind. So I'm just here tying up this guy.
Okay, you bind his hands and legs, or just his
Yeah,
arms?
Hands and legs.
Okay.
I've got high heels on. I'm going to stand on his chest. Then I'm going to write a quick deed to myself, to the house, and then I'm ready to go with the jewels. How do you feel about that?
I do not feel good about that at all, ma'am. I will have to be reporting, making a full report to the appropriate authorities. I'm sure you must understand.
Okay, Theobald, you've reached Luca.
Now that Bram has left me, I am crawling, dragging myself across the lawn.
If I can just get to the kitchen and get one fruit and cracker slice, and that will restore my energy, then I can get my gold and be gone from here.
Okay, Luca literally crawls up to your feet, Theobald.
My poor child, you're delirious with pain. Here, let me help you. I can give you arcane succor with my healing powers.
He's babbling about fruit.
Just the fruit. I just need the fruit. Just the fruit cracker. Let him be all.
I'm going to try to heal him.
Okay, please roll d4 to heal.
All right. 4.
Your pain subsides, Luca.
Oh, father. Father. Oh. Grazie. Grazie mille.
You are wobbly, but you can stand now.
Okay. Did you pass the bear on your way down?
Did I?
No. He came in behind you from the front door and went up the stairs. And Joni and Almira, now you can hear from the hallway on this floor. What happened? Vanna!
Mm.
Oh, yikes.
Oh, sweetie, I mean, your mistress, she's not in a good way. I think that black stuff is her brains. I got empty nest syndrome, though, so if you wanna, no mommy, I can be that.
He starts shaking Vanna, saying, wake up, wake up.
Bram, unfortunately, it does seem as if your dear friend has been done in by this cruel man right here. Can you do one last favor for your friend and help us bring him to justice?
Yes, if he did this, he must pay.
You're quite right. He must pay for his crimes. Mm. I'm so glad that
he's an awful person.
He is.
I thought he was nice. But he wasn't.
He tricked you terribly, and he will pay for his crimes. I promise you that.
In a way, Bram, it's also sort of your fault, to be honest. You got really bad judgment.
That's quite helpful. Thank you. Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's been going on. I've just restuffed my apron with whatever gold I can get. And I'm walking off.
You trying to stop him?
No, yeah. We've got our quarry.
Luca jangles his way down the street.
My name is Luca. I come from Tuca. And I have gold coins to open and sell food.
Another carnival draws to a close, at least for these fine citizens of our great merchant republic of Fortuna. Our heroes have learned much over the course of the evening, of their mutual love of justice and of the distribution of wealth to those who deserve it. More importantly, they have also come to realize their differences a little more, to understand a little better the ways of those dissimilar from themselves, and no doubt to appreciate each other's uniqueness. Across the island, other citizens will have shared their own stories of adventure and virtue, just as valiant as ours. But those stories are for another time. As the darkness deepens overhead, our heroes measure their profit and savor the satisfaction of a good night's work. You've been listening to Swifter is the Action Without Conscience, written by Maximilian John and produced and edited by David Knight, Tom Dalling, and Maximilian John, with music by Jonathan Day, starring Giorgio Mariani as Father Theobald Brandlebury, Eleanor Kohler as Almira Q. Appleby, David Price as Luca from Tuca, and Jade Fitton as Joni Formantelli. I am Maximilian John, Game Master. You can follow us on Twitter at Visit Fortuna. If you are enjoying the show, you can listen to the whole 26-episode series right now, available on our Patreon to $5 subscribers. That's patreon.com/definitelyhuman. Pax Fortuna is a Definitely Human production.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.